Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Pick Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out over there on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard on the hill. For all your recording needs, you can come check them out on GaslightSTL.com. Also, get on there, book yourself a tour if you haven't been over there, and check it out. They got a lot of cool events coming up, including Leslie Sanzaro and Jeremy Siegel Moss, two friends of the show, will be over there recording on November 12th. You can come out and watch them perform in the studio and have some cold drinks and cha-cha-cha tacos next door and just have a great time. So, a full listing of events on GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get out and get involved. Also, this week is sponsored by Music Record Shop. They got a brand new location over there on Wash Ave next to KDHX. And you can come out there on Saturday the 12th and see Crondelet Guy live in store. And also mark your calendar for the 25th. November 25th is Black Friday. It's also Record Store Day, more importantly. And come out and support your local record stores. New records in every Friday. And you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Support local business.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're O'Caledonia, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Don't you fade on me.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight with O Caledonia. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess start with everybody introducing themselves, I guess, so everybody knows your voices at home or wherever they're listening, I guess. I always say at home. I don't know why, but they can listen anywhere. So.
That's right. Yeah. Well, hi. I'm Patrick. I'm the singer and guitar player for O Caledonia.
I'm Lacey. I sing backup and I play the cello sometimes.
Hi. I'm Marty Weir. I play the banjo, guitar, and harmonica.
Hi. I'm Ryan. I play drums.
And I'm Jace on bass.
That's just his last name.
Yeah.
On bass.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. Like, I start a lot of these this way, but I feel like it's exciting for me to constantly be discovering new music right here in St. Louis and my hometown and stuff. And so I was thrilled when I believe Andrew reached out and said, let's do this. And I was thrilled to meet some new music in town. So thanks for having me over, and I appreciate it. So.
Thanks.
Yeah. So we got you. This would be the debut, right?
Yeah.
Debut record coming out.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this let's talk about the record then.
Well, it starts with these two guys, Ryan and Patrick over there.
Yeah.
We've known each other since high school, maybe.
We've known each other longer than that.
Yeah. So
we grew up in the same town.
Right.
I was a couple years older than him.
Still are?
Yeah. Still. I was more his brother's age, but as we got older, me and him clicked more. And he moved up to the city after I'd been up here for a few years. Hadn't really been playing any music, and he calls me up and says, you want to start, you know, playing music with me again? And I'm like, yeah. And he's... has a studio that he's put together called Substation E. And I don't know if that's changing anytime soon. I know it's moving.
Yeah, but, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? I thought you were moving.
Oh, he said the...
the name.
Oh, okay.
Name's kind of based on the area. So we started writing music together.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Like 5 or 6 years ago.
At least.
Yeah.
Probably actually. Longer. And we found out the songs we wrote together are a little bit better than what we were doing on our own previously. And kind of grew as musicians together.
Yeah, right.
Well, at least I have grown. He's still a great drummer. He's still a better guitar player than I am, too.
So, yeah, Patrick had a handful of songs. So did I. We wrote some together. And then... recorded it, then deleted it, and redid it, reworked it. Found people to play with us. They left.
I found that's a really bad idea to be like record your music and be your producers at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it took a long time. We were grabbing friends that we knew could play different instruments.
Yeah, from other bands.
Yeah.
Your friend Joel. What's his last name?
Joel Stillman. He's from a band called Van Buren.
Yeah.
Which is like a
heavy metal. Bass and drum band?
Yeah, it's just bass and drum, but it's
actually
pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he actually ended up playing some bass on our stuff, which is completely different than his.
And he's like an astrophysicist?
Yeah, he has his degree in astrophysics, yeah.
Which is cool.
And we made him play a stand-up bowed bass for most of it, which was quite different than he was.
And not his style.
He knew how to do it, but he was... And he had the equipment, so we made him do it. And he was super nice in doing that for us.
Yeah.
Then Matt Hassel, right? Play piano
Matt
first?
Asshole.
Asshole.
There you go.
What was that?
Not asshole.
Asshole.
He's very much not an asshole.
Are all the collaborators St. Louis based? Or are they kind of like coming in and out of town?
Yeah, I think so.
Most
right?
of them are St. Louis based, at least,
that's
at least
cool.
around. Oh, what was the guy that plays pedal steel for us?
Steve Hitzman. He's located in Waterloo,
Illinois.
But yeah, he plays in a lot of bands and stuff. It's really good.
Right, because I mean, all the songs on this album were recorded before Lacey and I were a part of O Caledonia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've been part of you guys like 6 months now, Lacey a little bit longer?
Right? Yeah, a little longer. I think a couple months longer. My first exposure to your music was this album on SoundCloud.
To our music.
Yeah, our music now. But, yeah.
Yeah, she... I had been looking on BandMix.
And Craigslist for musicians.
Yeah, wasn't really having much luck. Until one day I saw it showed someone that was like, this person looked at your site. So I'm like, oh, this sounds perfect. So I call her up out of the blue, or
I text
bump through the site. And then she came and tried out and was the first person that showed up. Well, not the first person that showed up. First person that showed up that wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
And not asking for a babysitter either.
I never asked you guys this question. Yeah. Were there other bass players before me that you tried out?
I don't think so.
Just the people that recorded.
So I was also the first bass player to show up, too.
Well, for a while we thought we were going to go without bass.
In a way.
For a while we thought we were going to go without bass. Find someone to play cello. And then, which we did. But
we had Marty, though, right? Marty played harmonica and some banjo on the CD.
Yeah, that's kind of how I came into it. Ryan and I had worked together, and... he had a KDHX sticker on his welding hood, and then just kind of struck up a conversation off that, and he's like, oh, you play anything? I was like, a little bit. He goes, great, come on over, I want you to record on our CD. I'm like, well, let me warn you that I'm not really that great.
He is good, don't want to say.
He's great.
Yeah? Well, that's, so now, so what, you said 6 months or so?
6 months, yeah.
So this lineup has been...
Six, 7 months around then. It started in March, so 7 months.
It feels like forever ago, but it was only March.
I think I started in November, so I've almost... It's been a year.
Yeah.
Wow, a year.
Yeah. So
happy anniversary.
So like 8 years. We're like 8 years in the band now. Well, we started out, we weren't ever planning on playing out live.
Right.
So it was really just like a
project.
Like, let's
just make these songs and sell them to people, possibly, or for commercials or something, you know what I mean?
That
kind of idea.
Yeah, but then we kind of fell in love with the songs.
Commercials, really? Yeah, you know, whatever. Film. Yeah. Sell them.
Anybody would buy it, basically.
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking.
So from right off, we were looking to sell out, right?
That's right.
It's one way to make
money.
Endeavor.
It's up.
We're still waiting on the check, right?
Yeah.
We had our first show back in March. That was like 2 weeks after.
All together, yeah.
I joined in. That was kind of scary.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. I couldn't believe he was ready to do it.
Yeah,
I was like, you don't have to play this show if you don't want to. He's like, no, I got it, and he had it. That's right.
Yeah, we played. That first show was in the Heavy Anchor.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I was like, yeah, Marty wasn't there, but that was a great. It was a great venue.
Marty wasn't there.
Luckily, everybody's a better musician than I.
Oh, you're great.
I think about that show, and I think about our band now, and I think what progress we've made. Because
yeah,
I mean, that's a really big deal as a band to get on stage together, and you don't know what your chemistry is going to be like live. You've been in, you know, the basement practicing or whatever, and now you're in front of an audience, you're in front of people you don't know. I mean, that's kind of like being baptized by fire.
Right.
For your band.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, you know, like, I talk about a lot with these groups, but are, you know, and singers and things, but like, people that are like sitting in their bedroom making YouTube videos that are, you know, incredibly talented individuals, but they've never seen the stage. You know, they have that stage fright or whatever it is that keeps them from getting out there performing. And then it's like, but that's a total new beast, right? That, you know, if you can get out there and perform on the stage in front of an audience, and you know, so yeah. But you don't know what that's like until you just get out there and do it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's cool, though. I think it's neat to see that it's working out. You know, you guys making this happen now,
yeah.
Getting out there, actually doing it live, and making this. Creating the sound and everything.
That's right. Yeah.
So the album has been done and out for a while, but this will be the official release party.
Yeah, it'll be the official release. We all had kind of scheduling conflicts for a while, and we were trying to decide if we wanted to wait till we had a piano player in the band again to start playing.
Yeah, let's talk about Pete for a second.
Yes,
yeah.
Pete.
Talk about Pete because he's not here.
Shout
we
out
love
to
you, Pete.
Pete.
We love yes. you, Pete.
Pete was this awesome piano player that we found on Craigslist.
They brought Jace to us.
Yeah, the whole group has just kind of been like lurking here or there, and Ryan and Patrick just kind of like find us. We've all kind of just drawn together. It's not like, hey, if we're out seeking a band, it's like the band just kind of came together.
Yeah.
We were kind of seeking.
I was definitely seeking.
Band was seeking, but like the musicians that came to the band weren't really seeking, you know.
I was definitely seeking a band. I had played. I was living in Paris and teaching English, and I was in this bluegrass band. Shameless plug: Lizzie and the Trainwrecks. And hopefully, my friend Elizabeth will listen to this.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I came back to town, and I was like really missing this aspect of my life, and it has always been kind of like a social thing for me. So, thankfully, I got plucked up, and it's worked out.
Is there any of that online?
Yeah, I think so.
Where at?
You never told us about this before.
On my BandMix page.
Drop the website.
I think there might be a few.
I listened to this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was with somebody else.
Yeah, it was with
One of them and the band.
It was a six-piece band.
Was there still a River Song?
We did a couple, I can't remember now, Afo Donovan songs.
Yeah, they're all songs I knew, and that's why I was like, yes, leading this person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they found Pete on Craigslist for piano, and I knew him through college. We went to school together at Wash U.
Because they're both engineers.
Yeah, he.
And they're also both like 6'10". So
not that tall. Giant men.
Yeah, but he asked if I wanted to come up and just play with some guys. I was like, yeah, let's try it out, and then it worked out really well.
Very cool.
So, but Pete moved to Chicago,
and we're very sad.
Yeah,
especially since Pete brought like 40 people to every show.
Yeah.
He had his own fan club.
I'm going to miss a few of them.
Yeah.
But we are looking for a new piano player.
What at our show at Foam, Pete's coming back.
He is. He'll be there.
Yeah, Pete's going to
Metro, play. Or he's driving or whatever with his keyboard, and he's coming to play.
So you better be there, Pete. No backing out now. Yeah.
So that'll be Friday, November 11th.
Yep.
Over at Foam on Cherokee. And you guys will have Casey Reeves with you, right?
Yeah,
I've been friend of the show. That'll be cool over there. And then you guys will also be back at Foam November 14th.
Yeah, just a couple days later.
Yeah, so
yeah.
If you didn't get enough Friday night.
Come see in a truncated version on Monday.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a neat little room. Actually, Mick, who owns Foam, was on the show as well. So he's another friend of the show. He was with his band Well Thunder. So, yep.
Yeah, we thought about calling Casey up for the show because he's from down near where we're from.
Yeah, he's like ripping a town, a couple towns over.
Yeah.
It's just kind of small world stuff.
Yeah. That is doing the show, like, it isn't crazy how, I mean, St. Louis is probably one of like the biggest small towns, you know, like it feels like I start doing this and you realize how many people are related or know each other or played in a band together or whatever it is. Or
grew up in the same town.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the whole 7 degrees of separation or whatever and stuff. But yeah, it's a lot of fun to kind of put the pieces together and connect the dots. But about the record, I was listening to the record on through SoundCloud, and I was very impressed. I was really digging it. It's something about, like, just kind of, even though it was the first time listening to it, like, it felt like it was an old record that I had already known or something like that about it. I don't know what it is.
Thanks.
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
that's a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, like, but it just definitely felt very familiar. And I don't know, like, I don't know if you guys are consider him an influencer or anything, but I... a name that came to mind was Van Morrison. So I don't know if that's anything for you guys, but that's for me, like when I just felt like some of his stuff and thing. I don't know, just some of the, even with the recording and stuff. Like sometimes I have a hard time articulating all that, but these are thoughts that happen in my head, and like so I was. Are you guys influenced by
that? That's great.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah.
Love Van Morrison. Even I really like people that sound like him now. Sure. Glenn Hansard.
Yeah.
Big fan of Glenn Hansard.
Some people don't take too kindly to it, like sometimes when, like, I'm not saying you guys are, like, you know, doing exactly what he did or whatever it is. But,
exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, but some people, like, you know, obviously some people want to hear, like, that they're, you know, they're doing their own thing. They don't want to be, you know, resemble something else or whatever it is. Or, you know, so it's hard to kind of.
But it's a wheel and there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. You know what I mean?
It's hard to get a vibe on, you know, sometimes you throw some things out there. And but anyway, like I said, I Van's one of my favorites. And so.
Thank you.
Well,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
Well,
we can end the interview now, right?
Yeah. All right, that's it. See you guys.
I mean, as these songs are, they're several, a couple years old now, just being from recorded, how do you think the sound has changed? Bringing new members?
Yeah,
bringing
it totally
live?
Sounds different with the five of us playing as opposed to what's on the record. You know?
I think some songs are a little similar.
Yeah, and some are better, I think, actually.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
more of a groove with Jace
on
Mr.
bass.
Groove. Yeah.
Jace on bass,
yeah, for sure.
Jace puts down some good lines, some good bass lines. It's nice.
Yeah, obviously, you know, doing enough of these where you get to talking to these groups and think, you know, members change and everything else. But I do think that's a neat thing when a new member can come to a band and kind of put their own twist on something or you know, make it their own in a sense.
And these guys are really supportive of that. I mean, they kind of just threw me in. And some of the songs in the album, because I had listened to the album before I showed up for practice, they don't have bass lines, or, you know, very minimal bass lines, and they kind of just said, just go with it, you know?
Yeah, we basically
play in the right key.
We'll tell you if we don't like it.
Yeah, and so far they haven't said they don't like it, so already.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a couple times, but nothing. We're not mean people.
Right.
It's only the lazy.
Yeah.
Obviously. I am not.
I'm like the kid sister that gets bullied.
All right.
But because of that, I have an extremely tough exterior. So
you had that before.
You had that before.
Yeah.
You got grit, kid. You got grit.
Gotta be tough.
Yeah. There's some. Can't think of now. Anyway, something along those lines with the Jackass, that theme song that they use, like something you got. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough or something along those lines. That's what's popping my head.
I hope that I'm not. Tough
no,
I'm dumb.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. But
I tell my kids
she's very smart. She's a master's degree.
But no, when you said gotta be tough, that's just I don't know. My brain goes all over the place with these different references.
He's the same way.
Yeah.
I can say like three words
right.
And he'll start singing a song.
Yeah, movie
encyclopedic
quotes, movie quotes
knowledge.
And song lyrics. That's all that's up in my brain. So, but yeah. So little tangent there. Sorry about that. But so Don't Fade. That was one that was the first one I heard and it really grabbed my attention. And it's track one on this record. Do you have any stories or anything behind that song or any of these other tracks you like to share?
Don't Fade was one I brought to you and then we kind of like tweaked around.
Yeah, it was more like a country shuffle.
Yeah.
At first.
Yeah, it started off very country.
And we made it to like a car commercial, kind of.
But we got to playing, we started listening to a lot of newer stuff and it just kind of, we had recorded it one way, it was more country, and it really wasn't fitting with anything else, so then
yeah,
we decided...
Yeah, like guitar solo or lick to it.
Yeah, we decided to take it a different way, and we ended up really liking the way we went with it. It's one of our favorite recorded ones, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then all this was recorded with Andrew Studio, you're saying?
Yeah. Substation E.
Yeah, that's how we met Emily too. We should mention Emily.
Oh yeah,
Wallace.
So Emily Wallace sang on the album.
Yeah,
we would finish our songs and whatever we were working on that night.
Yeah,
we'd finish up the night. We'd walk across the alley to Friendly's, and
sometimes she'd be there.
Yeah, sometimes she'd
working,
be there.
Yeah.
And then she kind of told us she wanted to hear it, and then we let her hear it, and then we asked her, "Hey, would you want to sing on it?" She said yes, and we're like, "Awesome!"
Yeah,
because she has an awesome voice.
She is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's really funny too.
Oh yeah,
always the best jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
always the best inappropriate jokes.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote something about her the other day. It was her birthday, and I wrote something about she can make me cry with her songs. She sings with such emotion when, and then like immediately make me laugh with a filthy joke. And so it's just like I love that she's has both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, she's very dynamic. For sure.
And yeah, Emily. I think they're calling her South City sweetheart and stuff like that.
No, she's definitely not a sweetheart, but yeah. She's pretty awesome.
But yeah, she RFT wrote something about 100 reasons to love St. Louis or whatever it was, and Sleepy Ruby's South City was one of those reasons.
That's a fantastic song.
Yeah,
it's great.
So kind of become the new anthem for South City. So pretty pretty high praise. And
yeah, let's give it up to Emily.
Yeah.
I want to meet you, Emily. I've never met her.
You haven't?
No, I've never met her.
Oh man,
it's weird because she's on the
we're trying to keep you guys apart.
Right.
We're friends. It'd be a fight.
Hey, I've been doing MMA.
I just don't fight anyone.
But yeah, no, that's pretty huge. I think I haven't got to hear her on that track yet, so I'll have to give me something new to look forward to.
Basically, if you hear a backing female vocal, it's Emily on the album.
Yeah.
Except Ann Hubbard does
the ooze with me on
Don't Play. On that song.
On Don't Play, Ann Hubbard, my friend Ann Hubbard from down home.
Yeah.
And now she lives up here. She owns Oso Vivant on Cherokee.
Yeah.
Okay.
The photo booth place.
Right.
Check that place.
She's
out.
Cool too.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. That's kind of the fun of it too, is like a lot of these I'll try to record in somebody, I've done them about everywhere, but like from Steve's Hot Dogs around the corner to the guitar shop, I'm blanking on the name now, Killer Vintage guitars, and so I try to incorporate as much besides the local music and comedy and things. I also try to plug as many local businesses as well along the way.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. So, but yeah, this show's for all St. Louis. I'm trying to, I don't know. I want to be again kind of like the guy that kind of bringing a lot of this community together and stuff. So a lot of people, I'll share an episode or a video or whatever it is on my Facebook and things, and people will like Emily mentioned one time that I shared a group, Fivefold, friends of mine, and they're like a lot more heavier rock alternative stuff, and Emily's obviously very different than that, so she doesn't really hear a lot of that stuff, but she listened to it and she was like, oh, I really like that, I'm glad you shared it because they're really good and things. So it's kind of cool to be a kind of that guy to kind of bridge some of the stuff together and bring people together and things. Mm-hmm. Even though we're all in this music scene, St. Louis music scene together, like we're all usually working or playing gigs or whatever it is, we don't get to actually get to go out and watch a lot of the other music and stuff to see what else is out there.
Right.
So I'm trying to be that guy to kind of help bring it all together.
Really glad you're doing this kind of show.
Super glue of St. Louis.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have a show like this that showcases original St. Louis music.
Sure.
I feel like that's something that's kind of buried a lot because we have a lot of great cover bands.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of really good original bands out there.
Yeah.
It's good for people to know about. I've even found a few listening to your podcast as well.
Sure.
Yeah. And these guys have got me started into the St. Louis music scene. I mean, I wasn't playing in bands before. I showed up before O Caledonia, and I really had no idea what the actual music scene was like here until I started playing with these guys and started going to more shows, started going to more venues, and it's been a really fun experience.
Yeah, it's the talent here is insane. Like, I mean, we have some world-class talent that not a whole lot of people know who they are, and that's a shame. So, I mean, they have their fan base, but I mean, outside of St. Louis, and that's kind of a thing, like where where it's like I want to tell everybody because I want them to be, you know, rock stars and famous and thing. But then it's also like I kind of want to keep this a secret because this is really cool. And, you know, I like it right here in my small bar compared to amphitheater or whatever, you know. So I selfishly, I mean, obviously I tell everybody about it, but it's like I selfishly want to keep some of these things my own little secrets. And
yeah, I know, but you end up seeing some of those bands that were You end up seeing those bands that were so good, and you're like, man, they're just as good, if not better, than, you know, their contemporaries that are national acts. And,
sure.
And you're just like, is it just because they're in St. Louis? Is it? You know,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I do feel like, as a whole, the city, like, you know, being as a fan for a long time here and now kind of being involved into it a little bit, like, and watching it grow, I feel like we're, like, just bubbling under from being, like, an Austin or a Nashville or whatever, like, being known as, like, that music town. I mean, I among the inner circle of St. Louis musicians, like, I mean, a lot of people already are well aware of what's going on, but, like, as I'm saying, as a national, people looking at St. Louis, I mean, people already, I already know of quite a few people that are moving to St. Louis because of our music scene and stuff, which is always very exciting to hear.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely.
Yeah, awesome. I hope it is.
So,
yeah,
going somebody, I don't know the fact or the quote, but I did hear something about that, like, St. Louis has more music venues per capita, like, than, like, anywhere else or something like that. I don't know. So, like, which I don't know. Like, it's, I imagine it's pretty close because we have a lot of great music venues all around this town. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's got to be close at least.
Well, I mean, not to go full nerd, historically, this town has been an epicenter for the arts and for culture, for jazz.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that there's already this framework for
the
artistry.
Hockey team's a blue note, you know?
Yeah. I had a buddy.
Good point.
Oh, really?
Supporting evidence.
I had a buddy one time ask me, I'm big into blues, and that's a lot of where my taste is, but I had a buddy ask me about, like, yeah, is there any good blues in this town? I'm like, yeah, man, we named a hockey team after it. Like, you know, it's like, you know, so, but yeah, like you're like saying, I mean, going back, you know, many years, hundreds, whatever, I don't know if it's because of being a river town or whatever it might be, but there's definitely seems to be something happening in this area. And, but yeah, I mean, there's always been a good thing, but we've gone highs and lows and stuff, and I definitely feel like we're on a high right now. We're going up, and
there's a lot of good music right now.
So. Sure. So, it's going to be exciting to see where you guys kind of put your own stamp on this St. Louis music scene.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So pick up this record. This is currently available now on iTunes and
Spotify
and things. And then, of course, you have physical copies at the show.
There'll be physical copies at the show.
Yeah. Which is nice to see. A lot of people are kind of getting away from it. I mean, even though we have everything, you know, at our fingertips now with our phones and be able to listen to it on Spotify and iTunes and all the other stuff. Even if it's just a CD and a sleeve, like, I still love having a physical copy to have, you know, when I'm, I like, you know, the artwork you guys have here.
Did you take that picture, Patrick? No, I did not take that picture.
Yeah.
Oh, the cover photo, right?
Yeah. I did do all the graphic design to it,
but Patrick's a graphic designer.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of our
and those cute
work.
Little babies on back, that's Ryan and Patrick.
Yeah.
Was taken last year.
yes, they're both taken last
Halloween
year.
Halloween photo.
It was a rough year.
Oh, geez, I'm dying. Oh, sorry, excuse me. But anyway, I like having a physical copy, and I like reading liner notes and album artwork and all that stuff. I'm a sucker for all that stuff still, so
I love all the tactical.
Yeah.
If we could afford to afforded to print some vinyl, we would have, but maybe the next album.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Even even a lot of these guys, late, I've seen like people are doing like split 7-inch singles and stuff too. I think that's always kind of a cool thing to do too. And but yeah, it's just exciting to know that that's an option now again. That vinyl's gotten to where it's affordable again for independent artists to do that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, that would be fun. You guys were also saying that we might not be too far off from a second record.
Well, judging how long this last one took,
this is going to be really fast compared to
yeah, then we have a lot of material written.
I think we have more songs, newer songs than we have songs on that album.
Right?
Like if you come see us on the 11th at Foam, you'll hear a lot of new stuff that isn't on the album.
Yeah,
along with everything that's on the album.
So everything new. Like you guys write as a collaborative effort kind of stuff, or is it still a lot of the stuff that you guys wrote previously? Or
I mean, Marty has a lot of songs now that we're playing.
Yeah, Marty,
yeah, those are fantastic.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Patrick's written a lot of songs.
You got three of the new songs, right?
Yeah.
Recorded like what, four of yours?
Yeah,
some scratch tracks. Yeah,
yeah.
So
we're playing like four or five of my new ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
A lot of those you've written very recently.
Andrew Ryan's been kind of slacking.
And
because he has a new band.
Lacey's been writing some songs, but try not to share them with us.
Yeah, I'm a more private songwriter, I guess you could say. That's why I sing back up, and I'm not a front and center type of person. I don't have...
That's how this started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like being on the sideline. I like to participate, but I'm not a...
We'll have some Lacey Murphy.
Yeah.
Someday.
We kind of, individually write, but then we bring it to it, and we all have a part in molding it. You know, it's kind of a rough lump of clay, and then each person gets a poke on it and make it what it is.
Like, that's great, but change that. And they're like, oh, that's good too, but
yeah.
Do that. Yeah.
Which is
a nice way.
I mean, that's how Ryan and I started writing. Yeah. We would sit there, we would write a song. He's like, no, scratch, that verse here. Put these two lines in there instead. And then like, no, don't play it like that. Play it like this.
Yeah, hit that note.
Patrick, why can't you play the guitar for this song? Give it here, I'll record it.
The best example is probably Marty's song, Cut Me Loose. I think we've all had a hand in helping to change a little bit.
Yeah, in parts.
Yeah,
just to make it sound awesome. It's a great song.
So it kind of evolved in what we were doing into the whole band doing it.
Right.
And it's been good. The newer songs, I feel like, have, once again, a different sound.
Yeah.
A little more upbeat, which kind of balances out the old stuff for a live setting. And then, Marty's new songs are really good.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like the guy that said he's not very good. Now he's got four songs on it coming out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, like overall in the band, like no matter who brings the song, like after we've all worked on it, it becomes like a more of a feel of our songs. Even the stuff off the album that not everybody had a hand in, like it's an overall feel of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's collaborative. I think that actually speak kind of volumes for a group of people who, well, for you guys started this album as a collaboration between lots of different people, and now there's new voices on it, and I think that for a podcast that is St. Louis based and serves the community, I think that the same can be said for musicians who are really interested in collaborating with one another and listening to each other's artistic voices.
Sure. Yeah, I think, obviously, I don't think there's any right or wrong way to go about doing any of this music stuff. I mean, you get some bands where it's like a single vision of a singer-songwriter, and they hire players to create the sounds, and they got bands that way. But it's nice to see when you got a band of five, six individuals, and all of you have a voice, like you're saying, on this record or on the next record, whatever. But you all have a part in the process. I think that's really something unique and something special to...
Yeah, we're definitely inclusive.
Right.
We're not ego-driven.
We don't stop in the middle of the thing and, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
16th notes on that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah.
But we can also probably tell you a lot of the ways you can do it wrong, right?
Do what wrong?
Start off recording a song.
Yeah.
I think we've found a few wrong ways on the way.
Right.
Sure.
Hey.
That's how you get better?
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
I've learned without failure.
Yeah. So this all started with you two guys, but like, what's some, like, you know, get you guys wanting to even pick up your instruments and play some of those early influences and things, and to kind of get this thing started?
I've always liked music. Also an artist, so I like doing anything that can get creativity out of me. I played all through school band, but never guitar, and I picked up guitar leaving high school, and was playing bass for a little bit. Had a quick stint at a Weezer cover band with Ryan.
Yeah. Played one music show.
Played one show.
I was like 17.
And it was glorious.
Yeah.
Your
guitar came unplugged.
Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Kept playing.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
Which hence, it took me a while to be able to get on stage and actually sing and play it. I was just only playing bass then. And I kind of gave it up for a little bit because I'd moved to St. Louis, didn't know anybody. And it just kind of became, something that I, just do every once in a while. I'll just mess around with my guitar. But, once Ryan called me out of the blue and told me he moved up here and has a recording studio and wanted to know if I wanted to get back in music. And it was kind of weird. It was just kind of hit it off. Like, the first night we wrote a song.
Was it the first night?
Yeah, because...
which song was it?
It was Georgia Girls.
Oh, okay.
That we wrote together.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
Yeah.
It's a good one. We
still have a couple that we didn't use on the CD too that we wrote together.
Oh yeah, there's still there's still four or five of those probably.
Yeah.
But that's where I came from. It as just a love for music, and I've always been a listener of everything. So thousands of CDs later, I'm finally, picking up guitar and doing it myself. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Ryan?
Let's see. I used to be heavily into sports when I was a kid, and then when I quit doing sports, I got a drum kit for Christmas and started playing drums. So my brother got a guitar, and I couldn't get a guitar because then I'd be copying him, or whatever. But so I started playing drums, like, all the time. 4 or 5 hours a day, just religiously to the radio and CDs. And then I tried to play guitar, and it was tough. I put it away, played drums some more. And I went to a school for recording in Phoenix, Arizona in 2004. Different studios, was like how the classrooms are set up. So I learned about recording and mixing. And then I went to Chicago, did an internship in Chicago for Steve Albini, real famous like rock producer guy for a little while. And I came back to St. Louis. And then I got a job in construction to make some money, buy all this equipment because it's so expensive. And so I was slowly buying parts and working a lot of hours and started recording my friends and people I knew, like Casey. I think it was maybe 4 years ago. I recorded his last EP that he made and met some people through him and recorded other bands and played drums in a garage rock band like 4 or 5 years ago, and then started playing with Patrick while the other band made like 2 EPs. We're still working on the one. But it's all good. It's how it happens.
It's done now.
Yeah. So.
I remember when I was in junior high, I really liked the blues, and then I heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, the acoustic guitar harmonica duo, and I happened to have a harmonica just like lying around somewhere, and I made noise for like 8 years, and then I learned the stereotypical blues riff, and it was just like kind of a slow trod from there. Then I got a guitar, and then a banjo, and then it wasn't until I was like 22 that I actually played in a band. We only played two gigs. And then went back to the basement and played by myself and pretty much until I met Ryan.
Yeah.
But,
that's pretty cool, though. Like, it's crazy how many people probably like you, though, that are, you know, sitting at home in the basement and then...
Yeah, just waiting to be discovered.
Right.
Takes a few things.
One of these days, I'll down those stairs.
Yeah.
You're going to see me playing in my basement.
Now he plays guitar and sings, what, four songs or whatever, on stage?
And harmonica.
Like banjo. Harmonica, you know?
I never thought we'd ever get him to sing.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll be Marty Weir.
Martin J. Show.
Martin J.
Featuring.
Yeah. How about, how do you discover cello?
I started that a long time ago in fifth grade. We have a really great orchestra program in the Springfield Public School System where I'm from, and my sister had started playing violin, and I went and kind of tinkered around with the violin and just, well, the main thing was you got to sit down if you played cello, so I'm not going to lie, that was maybe like the first attraction to the cello.
It's a big selling point, huh?
But as I grew as an instrumentalist and did orchestra all the way through high school and sort of, you know, casually played through my college years, I realized that I had chosen the best orchestral instrument. No hate to the viola players or violin players, but cello really is the best. And my senior year...
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired. My senior year, though, I switched to upright bass. Yeah, he said there's no ego-driven people on the band. To be seen. Anyway, I played upright bass for my senior year, and I really got into that. I really liked that. I figured out how to do it sitting, though, just so you know.
How do that?
With a very tall stool. So, yeah, I'm kind of a small person, but I worked it out. And in high school, I was surrounded by a bunch of theater kids. I always loved being in, like, musicals and plays and stuff like that. And so singing was something that I think I felt most passionate about, but also most nervous about. And I had a good friend when I was living abroad that sort of was really into singing, and she invited me to go along with her one day. And I guess the scene kind of took off from there, and it's really something that I enjoyed doing. So, yeah, sort of organically just came about and developed in my life overall. And I would say I'm kind of a romantic person anyways. I'm in grad school for art history, and just, like, I literally can be brought to tears by beautiful art. Same thing with music, and I wouldn't be in this band unless, you know, I had listened to the music and felt strongly about it. So, kudos to you guys.
Yeah. Very cool.
So did you cry when you listened to the songs?
No, but I mean, as time has gone on and things have happened to me, and, like,
right,
you know, you live life.
Oh, things have happened.
songs take on new meanings, and I mean, there have definitely been times where it's like you notice things about music that you've been singing for months and months, and it resonates with you differently. And I think that experience, creating something new and experiencing something new and kind of being jarred when something does kind of strike you differently, is really exciting. I think that's when you know you've got something good.
Yeah, I totally relate to that. Like, there's my buddy, group called Modern Day Zero. Also, we're Mesh STL for a while. Had a song called Concentrate, you know, I'd heard it a bunch of times, and then, like, all of a sudden one night, I don't know, just clicked, and, like, I listened to it probably, like, 15 times on repeat, like, just singing along and stuff. I don't know, like, just whatever reason, like, it struck me in that moment, and, like, I was like, this is the best. So I have to, anyway, but yeah, it's just crazy how, like, you can hear a song several times and just totally have one thought of it, and then it's like,
yeah, your perspective changes,
right,
like, whatever other reason.
Yeah,
change.
So that's a cool thing about music, for sure. So how about you, Jace? When's bass get started for you?
Yeah, Jace on bass.
Yeah, where are you from?
So I'm from Florida. My dad, growing up, he was a musical one in the family. He played a lot of folk music. He played a lot of Jimmy Buffett, a lot of Stan Rogers, that kind of stuff, a lot of country music. So I had a really good appreciation for that kind of music growing up as a kid. And I knew I wanted to be in band when I got to middle school. And I'm a bigger guy. I was out there playing football, but I showed up for band. And my mom always jokes, as soon as like the band director saw him, he's like, all right, this kid, he's the biggest kid in here. He's getting the biggest instrument. So they gave me the tuba. So I started playing the tuba. And I played that all through middle school and high school, but that's how I really started. And I was playing the tuba, and I thought, what are the things? I can read the same music as the bass guitar. Why don't I just start playing the bass guitar? So my parents got me one for Christmas, and I started playing, and I slowly started liking it. I started practicing that a lot more than the tuba. But I got better at it, and some of my friends around the area started picking up guitars and drums, and we would all just meet up, have little garage jam sessions, and I played in a couple of bands in high school. Those were fun. My very first gig in high school, we played at this like outdoor beach bar, because back in Florida, and we got paid with a bucket of crawfish. So that was pretty
fun.
That's
so awesome.
Yeah,
that's the best story.
That is so great. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is paid. Like, I'm a rock star. This is the life. Yeah. I'm getting paid with crawfish. So, but that was fun. It was a really good experience. And when I went up to college, I'd always keep playing, but I never really found people to play with in college. And I was lucky enough to get in touch with Pete after graduating college and meeting these guys, and it's been an awesome experience ever since then.
Yeah, very cool. So, sounds like from a lot of these stories, like you guys are kind of scattered all over the place, huh? Like Florida and France for a while, and
right,
and then you guys all wind up here in St. Louis, huh?
Yeah, something brought us all together.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I don't know. And come out and meet them all. But
yes.
I wanted to ask you also before we get out of here, though. Why Old Caledonia? Where is that?
Names are difficult.
Yeah.
Where did it come from?
What were you before Old Caledonia?
Okay, so we went through several names.
While we were still just hanging out together.
Yeah. It was just us two.
Yeah.
Texting each other names constantly.
Right.
No, yes, yeah. Okay, so we had that name for
because Oi Caledonia
was
already
one was
thinking.
Oi Caledonia.
Yeah, Graves for Giants.
Well, the first one was Norwal the Whale.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not in that band.
Okay,
right,
exactly.
That's the band
right.
I want to be in. Norwal on the Whale?
So then,
nautical theme.
And then it was
really
a bunch
cool.
of small ones, and then none of those worked. It
yeah.
didn't really fit our sound. It wasn't really what we were going for.
Then you thought of Grace for Giants, because where we're from is like a huge lead mining area.
And I found
right?
some old text where
yeah.
when they first saw it, once they were first started excavating, like the quote from whoever the surveyor was, and said, it looks like it's a bunch of Grace for Giants. I'm like, oh, that's a great name.
But then it sounds pretty heavy metal.
It sounds like a heavy band. It sounds like a
hard
music. It sounds like a hard rock band.
Yeah.
And then we just kept sending texts back and forth. Caledonia is a town near where we're from. I think that might have been where you...
Because
you're the one that texted me, okay?
Isn't there a Caledonia, Scotland?
Was it what?
Caledonia in Scotland.
Well,
so,
I don't know.
So the Romans called Scotland, Caledonia. I found that out later. Like,
he liked
that
a lot. So
I like that idea of it.
Patrick,
the reason
he's
I was
like,
right
this is why the name is this.
No, I was like,
sure.
I'm all right with it.
And Patrick's last name is Scottish, so it kind of works
I'm
out.
Like, yeah, and then Emily's name with us.
She's what?
Wallace is a Scottish.
Oh, Wallace.
No, but you had sent me it, and I was like, yeah, it works. I kind of like that. Then we found out.
Then there was
also
a story with the exclamation point, right?
But yeah, we had an exclamation. It used to be, oh,
now.
Caledonia.
It's gone.
Now it's just, oh,
I'm
Caledonia.
Very glad that's gone.
That just has that.
Should have put a comma in there.
With the exclamation, it seems like one of those, like, kids' TV's bands where it's like,
yeah, or like Panic at the Disco.
That's what I was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Like, something like,
point, so.
You know, like, jarring.
Yeah, what's the kids' show I'm thinking of with the monsters?
Is it Yabba Dabba?
Yeah, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah. That's where our name came from. There's also an old blues
yeah, right?
song.
Okay, we got
so
that.
Take
like,
your pick, I guess. Which
I
one
think
one
it's
one?
Just called Caledonia, but
what
in the song they're going, oh, Caledonia. And I'm like, well, that's even cooler.
All things we found out later.
Yeah, all things we found out actually came up. Well, after Ryan sent me the name, and I'm like,
comforting.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, it works. And it's,
sure
kind of, it's grown on
and
us.
And now it's printed on all the CDs.
It's like a barnacle. It's grown on us.
Yeah. Yeah, that is fun. Like, I mean, obviously, names can be anything. So it's like, it's just fun to, some of them are very personal things and some are just names.
And just names is boring.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But, yeah, I think
that's
it works.
The exclamation point was there, so it wouldn't be boring.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to make it not boring with us.
Not as tiresome.
Yeah. We'll come out on Friday, November 11th, and meet Oak Caledonia.
Please do.
If you haven't, if you don't know him yet. And come hear some of these songs and hear some new songs. And pick up a copy of this record with it. You said it was... How do you say that again?
Taupe.
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 Yeah.
Like the bland color taupe.
Yeah. Because I keep wanting to say toupee now. That,
that's my fault.
Completely different word. Jace forgets things. He also calls some of our songs by the wrong names all the time.
Yeah, sometimes I call it Georgia Girls, California Girls.
I'm like, yeah, wish they are.
Well, yeah, we'll close it out with a couple of tunes. Do you have some requests you would like me to play?
Don't Fade.
Don't Fade would be cool.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Where Do You Go?
Okay.
Where Do You Go?
Lazy.
Where Do You Go?
Oh. I like... Anything would be good, guys. Anything would be good. I guess we've already name-dropped Georgia Girls, so do that one.
Okay.
Did I pick yours?
No. No. Three's probably good, right? Or
sure.
Maybe more.
Just play the whole album.
It's only 3 minutes long.
Play the background all the time.
Yeah.
You can do that, too.
All right. Well, y'all throw a couple tracks in and, again, pick it up on November 11th at Foam. And
November 14th at Foam.
Yeah.
Whole weekend.
No, just Friday and Monday.
Yeah. Open and close of the weekend.
They told us no on Saturday and Sunday.
Don't come back, all right? All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
you
all having the time out.
On.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Thank you.
I hear you calling my name. and it's with Ty Bennett. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.